Shir Zion in Sanhedrin, Chafayadu Beis, Haytov Shemem Dal, March 29th, 1984, on Thursday, continued.
Is the Rosh
So that only applies to Masamah. But Bishat Madin, in the Melanic schools, can be Melanic. Amara, no Yishan of Bishat Masamah. Bishat Madin, Melanic schools, Chizel Melanic. So you know, that's the Kash. Toshma, don't in the Ilu, can you get the Ilu? Actually, you're acting on Kaijin, you're on Masak. I am repeating it over again because I mentioned a very important principle, Machlech is Hashem. Now, don't in the Ilu, can you get the Ilu? I would suppose we have already based Machlech, I'm not
interested.
And we were divided in the Kash state. 36 said, Evo, and 35 said, Nishkut. So we need a margin of two. Here we have only a margin of one. So, but it can't be Mesa Fritschlein. There's a limit. So once it's Fritschlein Aleph, so it cannot be Mesa anymore. So we tell them, I mean, they have to know, they are Bez Nagodo, so then they have to keep on discussing until Achimir Echad and Chayim Gidei Amazah. But we say like Rav that Bishas Mardi, so the Milanic schools can be Milanic Chayv too. So you should say, don't they look at the Eru, actually, Echad Minam Chayv, Dibre Yamazaki. Oi, Echad Minam Zaki, Yire, Echad Minam Chayv. It doesn't say that. So don't, isn't that mashmah? That's impossible. So it's a Tashi against Rav. We miss an Islam in the So the Rashi explains it, that actually this could also be. The Mishnah means Oyachi Yire Echod Minam Zaki Ivan Chayv. But he doesn't want to use, you know, a language that is not so favorable. That's Rashi. It's a little strange. If the thing is that he can Chizah, so why is it so favorable? I mean, there's no Loche. All right, anyway, Rashi explains it. So then I said there are other Rishayim who say, not, we don't explain the Gemara this way, but they explain the Gemara the other way. In other words, I raise a question. Now, in every deen, whether it's the Mominus or the Nefoshes, so there are two votes are taken. One vote is taken Bishas Masumat, and the other vote is taken Bishas Masumat. Masel Matni is a question of Yavoye, like Ishaile in Bosomachol. So, in other words, and then, so, during the Masel Matni discussion, we're not talking about this first. The identity of the Nidni is not important. Just when, on a theoretical level, they discuss. When a person does the Avera that this Nidni did, is it Chayav Mise or is it Chayav Mise? Let's see what's the question. And it was in Melocha Shem Tzricha Lugufa. So they discussed on a theoretical level whether Melocha Shem Tzricha Lugufa is Chayv or not. Detached from this need. Once we came to conclusion in the Masel Matni on a theoretical level, then they take a vote in respect to that particular person, whether he should be sentenced to himself. Right. So there are 2 million. 1 million need the Masel Matni. And one is a Gemara. And even in the Mominus, there are 2 million. So the question is this. Now there is a special Zeros HaKosu. There is a special Zeros HaKosu that Din HaNefoshes requires a Achoyer with a margin of two, not a margin of one. So the question is, does that Aloche of a margin of two miyakim only the Gmatim, but in the Masel Matni, it's not necessary that there should be achoye, in by margin of two, only in body, or this prerequisite is a prerequisite, is a requirement in the mathematical. Now, why did Rashi explain? Because the Tanya in the Mishnah, Rabina Kodesh, doesn't want to use the Mishnah Maliyah, but actually what he meant is, Achyir Echod bin Amchaydim, Dir Echod bin Amchaydim, Diva Echod bin Amzakim, and also, Achyir Echod bin Amzakim, Diva Echod bin Amchaydim. But he didn't want to spell it out, why couldn't Rashi explain? Simply, the reason is why he mentions Achyir Echod bin Amchaydim is Echod, Diva Echod bin Amzakim, because to the Bishas Madin, it could be the reverse. But you couldn't have it Madin unless you have a Achoy of two in the Masamatin too. And the Masamatin, it could only be Achimir Echot Minam Chaymus Divam Zaki, not the reverse. So that's why. So we could explain it that way. The answer is, Rashi didn't explain it that way, because Rashi holds this requirement of the margin of two is a requirement in Madi, not Masamati. Masamati, two Masamati is indispensable for the effect of Madi. But as far as the Masamati is concerned, so if you have a margin of one, it's enough. But in the Madi, you need a margin of two. So Mir Rashi was forced to explain it in Mishnah. And the Yad Ramah also says Mishnah. So that means that Ramah agrees with Rashi, that the requirement of a choy of two, not one, in other words, should be a rubber diminca, not just one, which is a rubber diminca. So that applies only to the gmardin, not masamah. But I said other shame. I didn't tell you, it was late, I didn't tell you, who are the other shame mahir. The other shame mahir is the Ran Rav David. But the Rav David, Ram Rabbi David is mentioned in the Jewish Aram, not an hour in Moray, but on the morning of your baby, at the end of your baby. Now, on Daphne Bays, on the Dalai, at the end of Ram. So there you look up at the Jewish Aram, so you will see that the Ram mentions Rashi's Pshat of Vishnu, and he says, no, that's not the right Pshat. But he says, no, because truly, vis-a-vis Mardin, he could say Achiyire Echot Minam Zakim is Diva Echot Minam Chayim. But the Mardin cannot take effect until the Masal Matin takes effect. And the Masal Matin could be Chayzer. So mainly he has to mention it. So he says, this is how Rav David explained it, and that's like Pshat, not like Rashi. So that's the Machzor, it's a very important point. You know, whether the requirement of the Achoy or the margin of two applies only to the Mardi or to the Masa Matnos. Alright. Now we can proceed with the Mardi. Toshi. Doma Rabbi Yisbachanine. Echol Talmid, Mishu Zikol Mei. Vei Nisi Kilu Chai Vei Bukei Mei. Vamai Nei Mila Vekai Moda Bei. So, since he cannot be, since Rav says that Bishas Mardi, he can be Chayzer. So, let us say, how is he in Gile? So, what's it actually mean all of it? For Shokum Tam, the Diver of Yisrael Chanine, who says that the Talmidim Shazik of Meis is the Chayim Gile, so that excludes the Shite of Rav, Meitza Mechol Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Letzah, Ein Meitza Yitma. In other words, it does not exclude the Shite of Rav. Tosh, Shnei Sifrei Adayon, Himim, Himifnei, Echad Namin, Echad Nasmei, that was the procedure. That there were two scriveners, two scribes, and one Sefer took notes of the Divrei Amchaydim, and one Sefer took notes of the Divrei Amzaki. Why do they have two? I mean, how is it that here in the United States, so there is one person who takes notes of everybody? The answer is, because if one person has to concentrate on both, so he will not do his best. But if there is one Sefer who concentrates only on the Mizaki, and the other one concentrates only on the Mechaylin, then we are sure you will not get confused, and you'll do a good job. All right, so, please, you are the only one who can have my new Hanasnei, the case in the Mamzak, in the Mahayim. So he had to take notes not only that Reb Mendel, the member of the Sanhedrin, said the Chaybo, and Reb Hatzfeld said, Mishus, he has to put down. Reb Mendel said the Chaybo, because of these and these times. And Reb Hatzfeld said Mishus, because of these and these times. Not just the brief notes, what his conclusion was. He has to put down the lomdes of the Mechayim, and the lomdes of the Mizrach. So the more I say it, we should in the Mechayim, we can understand very well as to why the Sefer of the Mechayim has to put down the whole lomdes of the Mechayim. Why? Because it's very possible. Now it's true that the Mechayim cannot be crazy on this house, but suppose, let's say there was a Shaila, somebody was Michal Shabbos, it was Rosh, it's a very good fall, and it was a situation of Lich this way. So then, let's say the Mechayev said that he is high. Why? Because Melochosh in Tzrich only good for his high. Then, the next day, when there is another discussion, the next day, so we will say again that he is high. Not because Melochosh in Tzrich only good for his high, but because it wasn't the law of Hashem to go it was a law of Hashem to sometimes we find Machlik as Hashem, whether a certain law is considered the law of Hashem to go for, or it's not considered the law of Hashem to go for. For example, let's say, mention a concrete example. Now, there is a Machlik between Tetzvah and the Rivosh, or Tetzvah and the Ramban. Suppose someone takes a shave, or he takes a haircut, he cuts his hair on Shabbos, and he is not interested in using the hair to make a wig out of the hair. If he cuts off his hair on Shabbos, and he wants to use the hair to make a wig out of the hair, then it's definitely a melacha tzedakah. But suppose he takes a haircut, he takes a shave, not to use the hair, just to wrap himself. He should look well trimmed. So Tei says in Shabbos, and the Makkah says, it's a melacha tzedakah. When is the melacha tzedakah for? Only if he is interested in the hair. And Ramban and the divorce say, no, if it is for the purpose of trimming himself, to beautify himself, the opposite way, it's also on the lochat zechalugu. Suppose the nidin was Michal Shabbos, the haircut, the shave, and with the intention of beautifying himself, not to make a wig out of him. So the first day in Masal Matan, let's say a member, he's a member of Sanhedrin, so he said that he's high reason. Why? Because we pass from like from Yudah, that Melochosh in Tzrich only good for is high. Then, if we don't mark down, the Sefer doesn't write down the whole under sacramental, the next day, he might change his mind. And he'll say, true, that Melochosh in Tzrich only good for is potter. But he is higher because this is Melochosh in Tzrich only good for. So, he can do that. He can be Chazer. He cannot be Chazer from Chavo. He cannot be Chazer from Schus to Chavo. I mean, but from Chavo to Chavo, because of a different reason, he can be Chazer. But it's important to know that he was Chazer all the time, because there is a halacha that after a certain dayan expressed his view, he has to have linen. He has to sleep over it the whole night. Maybe he will change his mind and he'll build his foods. Now here, he didn't change his foods. He still insists, but for a different reason. So melech, he did not consider the second reason overnight. So then we'll have to postpone for the next day. But in the scribe will just mark down Reb Mendel was Mechayev, and he wouldn't mention the reason why he's Mechayev, so no one would remember, and we wouldn't postpone it, the discussion for the next day. So that's why it's important. Alright. So, we show you, my time, Why does he have to mention the Lomdes of the Damsach? Let him just mention Reb Chatzchel was Mizach, without the Lomdes. My time was should be called the time of the Chivo in the Chivo. So, if we say not like that, then we understand this why he has to mention the time. Because the Chosha Taina Achim and the Chivo Loi Mash Bechirin Bu in the Gmar Dik. So, let's hear that. אלו דילם זאקי, מי יעיסה יוכל אז את זה, לא מוהים לחלבים, אם שום שעת מה זאת אומרת, למוחו, הומים את זה בעלמי, כדי שיער זה לך הסכוס בכתפים נסיקו, לא מוהים את קטן, אלא משום דירות הבית, ויצעסים על זה. So, again, the question is, so why does it have to hide the down on this? Let me just mention that he was in Zake. He would have way of lift the time, the initial time. The name, the Dorosh, I think he made me a state. Suppose he'll try to be Rezea, the Hevo, and then when he's Haver in the talent, you can be Rezea. So he said, no, I made such a Maratish a mistake. Dorosh has put him made me. And no one will remember. So that's why he has to write it out. לא יקדו שאיימו שניים תמרחות משניים נכון. בשניים משניים נכון. In other words, that he shouldn't say again לזכוז משניים נכון. So what does it mean? אומר, כדי בואי בני רבס עם רביך, אומרו שניים תמרחות משניים נכון ישראל, So suppose they say the same thing, but from different sources. So it's considered only like one. A monarch, the Khalman of Boy and Lab Locals, the Kamelon, when near the Bush in Boys and Amel, the Khalmanaye Mititor. In other words, if let's say, one dying, one member of his name, will say this false, and he will deduce it from one person, and then another dying will say this false, but will deduce it from another person. Now we know. I mean that the Torah will not mention the same halacha twice. So that means one of the Dayanim is there. So mele we cannot count them. We cannot count them as two opinions, but as one opinion, because the other opinion is erroneous. We know that it's erroneous. Shtayim. So achas divrei elokim shtayim zu shamati. In other words, it's not shayach that the Torah should mention in two psuki, the same halacha, unless there is something new in the other person. So then the Torah can mention it. So, in other words, that's why we have to write down the lomdes of the Mizakir. In other words, in case he says, the Tam Yachor Mishneim Koyes, So it's not counted as two. So then there is a big finish in this Gemara. There is a big finish in this Gemara. Tremendous finish. In other words, if let's say two Dayonim will say this chus, or they will say lechevo, say this chus or lechevo, the same thing with the same omdes. But from different psukim, but the same aloha. So they cannot be counted as two, because one of them is natural, is erroneous. Because the Torah couldn't say the same thing. There is no redundancy in the Torah. The Torah could not repeat itself in two psukim, the same aloha. So apparently one is erroneous. It's a big feeling. So, he had done it time after the shame. Omar Abdulita is very happy to say, oh, hey. So, even though he bought it on his day when it was possible, but he won't wait as long as it was already rolled. for Akol, and then it became possible. How does the Yeshua know this alaheh? So one, that Yeshua learns out from the expression of Ishin, Almeido, the fire, and Ram Gamliel learns it out from the expression is there. So, Vitavaya Maiko Mabe Suni, Ma Maisalon Meido, Ma Maisalon is there. Now there is no nafimine between the Yalfuse from Meido and the Yalfuse from Isbeah. So we learn. But also mitzvah, no, there is an afternoon. So, it's not the same thing that you give around the year, you give around the Yeshua, El Hadam Ve Anisot. So, what does it mean? The Dam Ve Anisot. So, Chenipsu. Suppose the Dam of the Nisot and the Nisu, and the Obot and the Mizbeach is all here. Why? Because it's in the Mizbeach. That's according, so it's all here according to Ram Gamliel, who learns it out from Mizbeach. But according to the Yeshua, who learns it out from Ishin, now, the dam and the sochim are not poured on the fire this year. They're not poured on the fire there. So, some melee, it's here. So, the Yeshua here, they are the Ishin. And the coming to it, Shalom Milene, Adam and Sukhim, Shalom Milene, Yadum, the Yeshua here. So, it's not that both Sukhim say exactly the same thing. Hello, I'm going to talk to you tonight. So, what is an example of the same being? From two psukim. So one is redundant, some melee. We can only count it as one opinion, not as four opinions. Give me time. Yes, Adeline, dear Chenera. Kalamge ad nizbo ikadish. Yid, chenu ya nizbo bo ben shenio. So what means he does? Lawyer. Chenu ya nizbo bo ben shenio. Tanwina, Rossi. But something is not like keves, so we don't invite aloha from all the year. But I keep it in the name of my Lord, we have kolo. If I buy my tepsua, ma maisel, we cross it, ma maisel leilo. So one is redundant, it's repetition. The Gemara says, no, it's not the same yalpus, it's not aladim, there's not here. Rabbi, Barabe, Elasei, Suoi, Kevinai, Mam, the mice on the crossing, so in the Hemo, but if not, so A would be more, a few more years. So crossing A, now there's a way, Mam, the mice on the Elo, after there's a man, Elo, Barabe, Kintanye, Dami, Kochevi, Shahu, Dom Shafa, Rabbi, says, as a dear Mishwe, Rabbi, he's also had cross. So they don't say the same thing. But one learns it out from the posse, from Dam Yehoshet Nishamut, Dam Shofar, and the other one learns it out from the expression Zeba. Because the Torah doesn't spell out explicitly about Zeba Bechutz, but Male Bechutz. Zeba is not spelled out explicitly. So they are both Male Bechutz. Ma ma'isel midam yechoshit, ma ma'isel moizera. So then, what is repetition? Vomar ba'vuye, no, there is not me. Shochan b'zorah kikidunai, yidivar b'shmuel l'chayr l'achas, yidivar b'kiv l'chayr shtay. So the Moen says, yidivar l'omar ba'yah, yidivar b'kide, namin l'chayr l'achas. So this is really an example of the same wonders, the same deen, from two different psukim, where one yalfuseh, Mamish implies the identical thing that Ariel said. So we know that one is repetitious, and the Torah couldn't say something and repeat the same thing if there is no Latinine. So in such a case, something analogous to that, it will be counted only like one, not like two. Now let's see the Lashon Hara. 心有什么障碍？第九大罗汉，是哪有相互他们好？阿舅你是哪一块？哎，你你 ，Elokia。So, yeah, the term, the word, Apiru is very strange. Because the Rambam says Apiru, so it means. Needless to mention, to Dayon would say, Tamecha, from one posi, then it's in Nini, Elokiecha. Even Mishnei Koyes, it's also there. But Loimi Boye, from one pasuk, it's certainly kept. So this is what the distribution explains. Oh, Mashi Kosov Rabbeinu, Afilu Shnei Koyt. Telling, Loi Liboy Inei Koyachot, Yechida Lekechat, Ela Afilu Imo Mishnei Tamecho Mishnei Koyt, Lo Yechida Lekechat, Neatam Shekosav, Ubozei Imo Kenimashi Yikama. This Mishnei, considered it very simple. So the Shach, in Simon Chofei, the Sifri Teres of the Mishnah, he said that the Mishnah is Barab Chofei. So in other words, the Rambam is saying in effect, needless to mention, when Pidayoni mentioned the same oneness on the basis of one posse, so then it's only Nimin Keach. But even if they mention the same wonders on the basis of Tupzukim, it's also in the Gemara. But the same posse, it's certainly in the Gemara. So he says, so we have this very strange thing here. Very strange. In other words, somebody's accused, the Nidin's accused, of killing a human being, to which love was a Ivea, with Yotzo. And if somebody is evil with Yotzo, so makes you more the Torah says. So let's say, Ten Bayonim will say, he's highly missing. Because he's Kitzicha, he has evil with Yotzach. So we consider these 10 as one. I mean, could anything be more absurd than that? I mean, how does the Kesef Mishneh say that? It's perhaps an Igra. It's perhaps an Igra. Now, so there are some Achreini who say that this Rambam cannot be explained unless we take out one word. One word of Afiru. In other words, it's very safe of Afiru. Shnayim shom or tam echot mishnei mikoyis imim lekechot. Because if it's mishnei mikoyis and the Torah cannot be redundant, the Torah will not repeat the exact same thing in Tupsuki. In other words, because of an extra verb, so we learn how basic halachas. So then it's limited, because what is erroneous? But if it's from one pasuk, so of course they are naming Kishnai. Even in Mishnai, if Ten Dayoni will say that he's a Ritzeach and he's Chayav Nisei because he's Eilei Sirtzov, and so on, so of course then he counted as ten, not as one. I mean, it's Merav Shemikre. But, you know, this is a simple way out to say to a Sefer, you know. It's a simple way out, you know, to avoid the problem. So, we have to explain the Rambam, I mean, on the basis of the actual text, not by saying, you know, it's crazy. So text, so then the Shach's Kashi, the Simon Chofei's, if you test, is a strong Kashi against the Kesemishim. Now, I think that the Rambam is very simple, and I really don't understand why the Shach didn't say it. I simply don't understand it. In other words, let's see the Rosh Hashanah in Perek Asir. This is Perek Yud Halacha. So then, in he says in Halacha Gimel, he says, "Tell me, Choyom Mizakir Meis, Rei Meisay Kilu Mizakir Kain." Omar Halacha Dalad he says, "Omar Echal Geishel Lamid Lotzutz, V'Nishtati Kumeis, Kedim Shilamid Lotzutz, V'Yema Meis Etam Mizakir Harelu Kishen." Then he says, now, hey, Shnayim Shomu Tamecha, who Shnayim Koyes, in Nimin Yalokiach. And then, in Aloch Ches, he says, Omar Echad Nen Tamidim, Dinin Foshes, Yeshi Lamid Alof Chibo Mishasnes. So we tell him, the Sanhedrin tells him, keep quiet. Don't mix, don't say anything. You are my Yesh Lamy of Schutz? Malin is him when he's in heaven. In Yesh Lamy is involved, shameless. In the year of Shem Leila, he may mammy is involved. In the year of Shem Karayim Kule, at the Lama Anid Natsle, the accused himself can participate in the discussion. So, you know, at the Lama Anid Natsle, Yesh Lamy, the Atsle Schutz, shameless, the Eilu Remiya, the who she be a mammy is involved. Be she a mammy is involved. So, I once mentioned I had to discuss something with a very prominent lawyer who happened to be the lawyer which was in connection with an arrangement by someone who owns a chair in the stock market. Now the stock market is closed on Shabbos. It's closed on Shabbos. So there is no problem with the Shema Shabbos in observing it. But I know that it's open now. So he's not allowed, you know, to do any business. He's a multimillionaire. So, Herman Merkin, the president at that time was the president of the Fifth Rebbe Synagogue. So he asked me to make an arrangement whereby it would be mutter. So I said, you have to write a contract whereby you will dispose to a goy, and he had non-Jewish partners. So you'll have to dispose to the goy all the profits that will accrue on the maintaining days. But it has to be not a subterfuge, you know. The way, I mean, some rabbonim, unfortunately, I mean, they handle Ishtamachir al Shabbos, you know. They give the goy a document, Rosh Kiddush, and the goy doesn't know what it means, but he doesn't care, and then they say it's okay, you can keep the business open on Shabbos. It's a terrible thing. I mean, it was really, I mean, it was executed in accordance with the law. So now, So, Mr. Merkin, he uses the same lawyer that Henry Kissinger uses, a very big lawyer. So there was a meeting between me and him, because he wanted him to write the contract so that it would be recognized and enforced in federal courts, in all state courts and federal. So I had a discussion with him. So then he said, he made a foolish remark. He said that, I don't even want to repeat it, but anyway, I will repeat it. Just one. So he said that the law today is much more progressive than let's say Dalach, because after all, the later it is, the more progressive mankind is. So I said, what would you say about such a law that let's say a student in law school, when the Supreme Court of the United States considers a very important case, let's say, about abortion, about something. And then he will come and he'll express an opinion that is contrary to what the members of the Supreme Court said. But the members of the Supreme Court will realize that he knows what he's talking about. Will they consider him in the vote? So they say, if they will consider him in the vote, then every member of the Supreme Court will be impeached immediately. I mean, such abuse of the law. And he said, and the halacha declares that mischus in order to save the human life. So even a Talmud can express an opinion. So he didn't understand it. But he had to acknowledge that this is really a very progressive law, which is expressive of the compassion, you know, and the consideration for the accused. That even someone who is not a lawyer, he's a student. And the Rambam Shiti is that he can vote even with the accused himself. If Yesh Mamid before, so he has a vote. Like the Dayanim, like the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So he had to acknowledge. He had to acknowledge that the halacha is more liberal than the current law. He had to acknowledge it. So anyway. So the Rambam talks here in this pairing of the halachas applying to a Talmud who is not a Dayan, is not even a Sommelier. There is a halacha that rischus, he can express an opinion and he can be nimne. He has a vote. Let's say, there is 10. Let's say there is 10 dayonim who say lechaybo, Ten Dayoni, Sanhedrin Mamesh, who say his hopes. And three say in Yedea. But three Talmidim who are listening, they express an opinion with hopes, and they know what they are talking about. So then the halacha is, of course, he'll be eight of his hopes. He won't remain so. So the Rambam is talking here. The Rambam shita is not like Rashi. You see, Rashi shita is that this halacha of Shnayim Shomo, Mishneim Kroitz, if it's identical thing, it's identical on this. But if it's two psuki, so achas didal kim shtayim zu shomati, so implies that there couldn't be any redundancy in the Torah. So mele one is definitely wrong, yes. So mele they are considered like one in the world, the meaning. That even if it is mentioned by the Yonim themselves, so of course, so then it's only shayach to say, Shnayim Shomru Tam Echod Mishneim Kroitz. But Shnayim Shomru Tam Echod Mishneim Kroitz, so as the Shach says, if 13 Dayonim of the Sanhedrin say, he's Chayav Mitzvah because they will see a Tzoch, and so then they will be considered, they will be counted as 13. Not as one. But the Rambam holds no. Vis-a-vis the Dayonim themselves, so it doesn't make any difference. The opinion of every Dayan is considered. It's considered. So even if they'll say the same oneness, two Dayonim will say the same oneness, but one Dayan will base it on one person, and the other Dayan will base it upon the other person. So one of them is erroneous. Achas, Dibur Rekim, Stein Dushman. The answer is, so what if one is erroneous? As we mentioned many times, let's say that the Rai is from Eis Madiach. So there is al Gimore, the Mechilte, has recourse to a special passage. We knock it inside the altar, the thing is Sanhedrin acquitted someone. And then they realize they made a mistake, they cannot sentence him again. And if they sentence someone, and then they realize that they made a mistake, so they have to give him a retry. Why? Because of the posse of Noki Tzarek Altarek and Kabinis Madiach. So the halacha is just the reverse. So the question arose, how can it be just the reverse? Let's say, originally, the Dayonim, the Sanhedrin, said that he's not Chayav Mitzvah this Meisis. He's not Chayav Mitzvah. Why? Because, let's say, there is a Gemara in whom ki yisischo. So, in a source of the Achilu Sin. So the question is, that we can discuss it. What does it mean? So one pshat is, some say, that the Meisis is only Chayav if he invites the other person the way the missionaries act, you know. He invites him to his house, and then he gives him provides him with a wonderful meal, his mekarevim, you know, he shows him friendship, and then in the course of the friendship talk, he says, Melech Nare Amizor. Then like the Derech Mitzvah. So then he's Chayav Mitzvah. But suppose he just urges someone to worship Amizor, but he doesn't prepare the ground, you know, of making the Muses in that way. So then it's not Chayav Mitzvah. The Rasmiel says no. The Gemara only means the Derech of Mitzvah is to act that way. But not that this is a prerequisite, indispensable for the Chayav Mitzvah. Now suppose the Sanhedrin at first acquitted the Sanhedrin were Mechayav the person, even a Mitzvah. Even though he did not invite them to the meal, he just was Mitzvah of his own. And the Sanhedrin held that he is Chayav Mitzvah even without accuracy. And then they were Chizeh, and they are convinced that the Pshat in the Gemara, in Asur HaChayusi, that he is not Chayav unless he does it in the course of the meal. So the halacha is no, the Mitzvah has to be executed. But they feel that he's innocent, he's not Chayav Mitzvah. What is it? Regarding Mitzvah, there is no Yisrael Tzichei Amin. So the answer is that The Gemara itself imposes a fee. Even if Sanhedrin makes a mistake, as long as they are sincere in it, so the Gemara itself imposes a fee. But there is a special just across the world from Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is mechuyev to reverse it. But that special fee requires the other request, not to raise Samadhiya. So Mele is mechuyev. So Mele, according to the Rambam, even if two Dayonim will say, Tamecho, Mishnei Mikroes, so true, one opinion is erroneous, one logic, because the Torah is not redundant, it's not repetitious. So what if it's one opinion is erroneous? But we have it Mardim by Sanhedrin, even if there is an error, by everybody, he's Mechuyevus, except that if the Sanhedrin realizes they made a mistake, so then he's Mechuyev Bechizer. But that's only Shayach when the Sanhedrin himself realizes he made a mistake. But here, Dianex made a mistake. We don't know who it is, the Dianex that made a mistake. And he doesn't realize everyone thinks that he is right. So the Mele, the Zakosu of Nokri Sadik Altai, doesn't apply. So the Mele can get Mise, even though one of the votes is erroneous. So what? The Gmardin itself is Mechayim. But the Rambam holds that this whole Aloche applies Chombo Tamechot Mishnei Mikroes. So applies to a town who is not in Lissom. And Lechaybo, he cannot express opinion. But Lissus, there is especially to Zakosu, that anybody can participate in a discussion with Lissus if he is down with one. Even the accused himself is not in Somoch, he's supposed to be in the Sanhedrin. So it's a special aloha that Lissus, even someone who is not a member of the Sanhedrin, can participate. So Mele, they only say, if two said the same lomdes of the Talmidim, something new, a new lomdes that Dayonim didn't say, a new insight that was mentioned, that was suggested by Talmidim, by two Talmidim, very bright Talmidim, and they mentioned something new, and it's from two Psukim, so it can be counted only as one. But if the Dayonim themselves say the same thing on the basis of two different psukim, so even though one is erroneous, so what? Because the Gmardin, even when the Gmardin is now, so he is not going to miss. Except that when the Sanhedrin themselves realize they made a mistake, they are not going to miss. But if they are not chazer, so he is not going to miss it. Even if the opinion of all the Sanhedrin was grounded in mistake, he is not going to miss it. So Mele will say, vis-à-vis Talmidim, if one of the opinions is erroneous, so we only have one true opinion, so it's counted as one. So Mele, Rambam says, vis-à-vis Talmidim, Shnayim Shomru Tamechot, Afim Shnei Poi, Sinim Tehot, he has reference not to the Yonim, but to Talmidim. So if two Talmidim said something that contains a new insight, a big chiddush, that the Sanhedrin themselves didn't think. So, but two Talmidim said that, so, needless to mention, if it's a one lomdes, one person, so certainly it's only Ninkeach. After all, it wasn't mentioned by Dayoni, Lechaybo, they cannot participate, but it's a special Zeus Apostle, that Lischus, they can participate. Lischus, they can participate. So Mele, only if they mention something new, so they, but if the something new is based upon one posik, so it's only counted as one. It's counted as one. But even if it's based upon two psukim, so loyal is Ezekiel, so the lengthness of one is different than the lengthness of the other, then I could say, let it be counted as two. So the answer is, Ahaz Dibra Lekim Shtayim Bishamayti. One is erroneous, and after all, it's not mentioned by the regular member of the Sanhedrin. An outsider who is not even a Sobo, who is supposed to be sitting in the Sanhedrin. But especially as a person who is supposed to participate. So, in such a case, it's only considered as one. So, mainly, there is no kasha by the Shah. So, how can you ever convict the person? Because usually, they all mention the same reason, the same wonders. Not that one should say one thing and the other one will say it somewhere else. Somewhere. So, the answer is the whole aloha, according to Rambam, applies only to Talmidim, not to members of the Sanhedrin themselves.